Welcome to the Pan-Africans Now podcast, where we explore the vibrant tapestry of Pan-Africanism and its significance in our world today. I'm your host, Sheikah Bliss. In this episode, we'll provide an overview of Pan-Africanism, delving into its history, key figures, and relevance in contemporary society. Pan-Africanism is a movement that emerged in the late 19th and early 20th centuries with the primary goal of uniting people of African descent worldwide. It sought to combat colonialism, racism, and the exploitation of Africans and African resources by promoting solidarity, self-determination, and empowerment among Africans and those of African descent. The roots of Pan-Africanism can be traced back to the struggles against slavery and colonialism, with early proponents such as Edward Wilmot Blyden and Henry Sylvester Williams advocating for the rights and dignity of Africans globally. However, it was the Pan-African Congress beginning in the 1900s that provided a platform for activists and intellectuals to discuss issues facing people of African descent and to advocate for political and social change. One of the most influential figures in the Pan-Africanist movement was Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Marcus Garvey was a Jamaican and also the founder of the Universal Negro Improvement Association, also known as the UNIA. Garvey's vision of Black pride, economic self-sufficiency, and the return of Africans resonated with millions around the world, inspiring a generation of activists and laying the groundwork for the future of the Pan-Africanist movements. In the 20th century, Pan-Africanism continued to evolve, with leaders such as Kwame Nkrumah, Patrice Lumumba, and Julius Nyerere leading the struggle for African independence and unity. Organizations like the African Union and the Pan-African Parliament were established to promote cooperation, development, and integration among African nations. Today, Pan-Africanism remains relevant as the African diaspora continues to confront issues of racism, inequality, and underdevelopment. Movements such as Black Lives Matter and calls for reparations for slavery and colonialism are evidence that the ongoing struggle for justice and equality continues. In today's world, with the help of social media, everyone is more connected than ever. Pan-Africanism brings people of African descent together. It's about unity and working together across borders based on our shared history, cultures, and experiences. Well, that's all for this episode of Pan-Africans Now. Join us next time as we delve deeper into the topic of Pan-Africanism and explore the diverse voices that are shaping our global community. And until then, stay empowered and united.